Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 1st. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down about 3.25 cents. We're still over $4. We closed at 401.5 at 745. July beans down a nickel at, actually down 4 cents at 1074.5. And July wheat up 2 cents at 466.5. Currently, we have the crude oil down $1 a barrel. The U.S. dollar is also down 40 ticks. The dollar backed off a little bit off those highs from yesterday. The crude oil is down $2 a barrel since yesterday morning. So a little bit of a mixed bag there. The metals are basically steady. No export news this morning. Overnight, I think we saw some of the funds buying wheat, selling beans, buying wheat, selling corn. The funds are heavily long beans. There's still about 200,000 contracts long of the beans, about 100,000, about 100,000 corn. They're short about 100,000 wheat. So I think if anything, we can see some unwinding of those spreads with funds buying wheat, selling corn and beans against it. In addition, as the funds sell July, they're probably going to look to buy November and roll those positions out. If they sell July corn, they'll probably roll it into December. The crop progress last night showed that we're in pretty good shape around the country. We do have some pretty good rains here in the Midwest. Obviously, more flooding in Texas. The Texas rains may be propping up the wheat a little bit, but after being down about 17 cents yesterday, coming back 2 cents, it's hardly a big comeback out here. So the world doesn't seem too concerned about what's happening to the wheat in Texas. So I've been getting some sell signals in the beans and the meal. The meal led this whole thing up. If we're going to see weakness there, I think it's going to be hard for the grains to rally. Anybody who's been convinced that we're going to see a La Nina, I think has got to be a little bit concerned that the June forecasts don't show any heat. They don't show any dryness. So, you know, I'm just not sure why everybody wants to be so loaded up on the beans here. Farmers apparently are selling some beans on this rally out here, which I think is a good thing. Like I say, if we close over 1092, I'd buy back some calls, but until then, I'd be on the sidelines about buying anything. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.